Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast, the Cure Bowl, the bleakest of all bowl games, the bowl that in its first edition paired a 5-7 San Jose State against the Georgia State team with 17 fans. This year welcomes back Georgia State. They now have 19 fans. Two of them had kids. And Western Kentucky, 6-6, one of the last bowl-eligible teams to make it in. Only here because Orlando is closer to Kentucky than it is to Buffalo. I am fired up about Orlando's.
Can I see that on a map? I'm not sure that's true.
I don't have one handy.
Spiritually, it doesn't feel true. That's all I'm saying.
I guess, I see what you're saying. Orlando, people from Buffalo are more likely to be excited. What is that, a cat?
I can't believe I'm the first one to have an animal interrupt the show on a podcast that Jason is also on.
We got a winner. That's a Georgia State Panthers tribute. Never forget that time.
This is the cat that really likes Spencer, even though Spencer hates cat. I think that he was just doing a little more on you till we join you.
Yeah.
Oh, poor sweet Spencer. There is no cure for drowning, as it turns out.
And I don't think we're ever going to be invited back to that Dairy Queen.
I intentionally, because I'm a bad person, I choose to read this bowl name as the AutoNation cure. Like, we're looking for a cure for this disease called AutoNation, which I think is a way to try to say, like, oh, Transformers are actually humans who've been cursed to be melded with trucks and cars and moving vans and shit like that. And we... at this bowl game want to cure them of that affliction. Optimus Prime is actually just a very friendly dude named Dave. Dave has children and he can't see them and he can't hold them because he's a fucking truck.
You just went on a journey there.
Yeah.
Well, like, what if it's the nation is automated and we're just trying to flip the switch back to
that'd manual. Be Automation Nation though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be a better bowl game.
Yeah. Before we get these jokes off, I want to point out that the Cure Bowl, unlike some other charitable efforts undertaken by this dumb sport, actually benefits BCRF, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which is one of the premier best breast cancer charities you could donate to in this country. I'm not making jokes. It's for real. They're extremely highly rated as a charity. This is and they're supported by a lot of other big organizations. I know Delta Airlines has supported this charity in the past, but I say that by way of saying it's a really pleasant surprise to find a college football postseason game supporting a real charity that we don't hate, and I just wanted to remark on that. Yay. Now back to the jokes.
Joke number one, this is the most UCF bowl possible for one reason, not just because it's in Orlando, but because the executive director and CEO of the Cure Bowl is a man named Alan Gooch. In 1981, Alan began his football career playing DB for the UCF Knights. Starting in 1983, he became a GA, and he stayed at UCF in a coaching capacity for 22 years. This is a man who spent an entire, like, a life, all not just in Orlando, not just in Central Florida, not just at UCF in different capacities, not just at UCF Athletics, UCF football. Every part of it, this man has lived and breathed and touched and had to deal with. All the shit that he has seen, entire players' careers started, began, ended. All of it. He was there when they were a Division II team. Not 1AA, Division fucking 2. This man has so much UCF in his body, if you take him more than 90 minutes away from campus, he will fucking die.
He is Ryan, the Citronaut.
He is the Citronaut!
You're a native of Central Florida, if not of Orlando, and it never occurred to you that this man might be under court orders not to leave the county?
He has the most aggressive tether, electronic tether possible, and it's been in effect for almost 40 years now. And even once he stopped being a coach at UCF, the first thing he did, executive director of the Golden Knights Club. And then Once he left sports altogether, what's the other thing you can do in Orlando? Real estate broker. Alan Gooch, you're so UCF, it fucking hurts. I love you, and I hope you find the cure for AutoNation one day.
There is also a link here that says cure bowl gear, and yeah, I would like to cure bowl gear.
We should also mention that this bowl has our beloved White Mike!
Like, white on Mike.
Shout out, White Mike.
Fourth in the nation in passing yards. Why is this so? Because only one quarterback in FBS this season has thrown more passes than White Mike. That quarterback is Luke Falk. So, good job, White Mike. Western Kentucky also has the worst rushing offense in college football, averaging 2.14 yards an attempt. And that is, of course, a lot because, yeah, White Mike takes some sacks.
Yeah, all right. The only interesting thing about Western Kentucky is White Mike.
Yes.
And he's very, very interesting, and we love our special Western Kentucky boy. But let's talk about Atlanta's college football team, the Georgia State Panthers.
Well, I mean, the last time Georgia State made this bowl game and lost, the coach got fired the next fucking year. So, like, pressure is on.
I actually want to talk about the Georgia State Panthers because the last thing they did, which lose it was in the regular season, was lose to Idaho, which isn't even going to be a football team next year.
Do you think that there's some sort of, like, Ringu curse there where now Georgia State won't be a – that should be a thing, right?
Atlanta football curse, that's new.
I think if you are a team that's being ushered out of FBS, there should be a rule that if you can beat the last team that you beat in that season, they inherit your curse.
So, like, so everybody else has to keep going until they lose?
Yes.
And everyone who loses to Idaho has to give up?
Yes, yes. And we just sort of, like, thin the herd. And it's sort of like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. This is sort of like a natural pestilence that separates the weak from the strong. Is that appropriate for the Cure Bowl? Not really. Sorry. Fuck that up.
I think it raises the stakes, makes the stakes clear of any disease, whether it's AutoNation or any number of other ailments.
What are the symptoms of AutoNation?
A lot of revving.
Yeah, yeah, Roland Cole, definitely. That dude who was driving around with the TV showing the SEC championship game, he's got AutoNation so bad. He doesn't
this
even
actually
know.
This retroactively makes something make a lot more sense because I was looking up what the requisite concert was going to be for this game, and it's whenever you start with multi-platinum recording artist, you know that you are going to have no fucking clue with whatever right. comes next.
Right.
And it's Andy Grammer, who I had to look up just to learn that he's the Honey, I'm Good guy. Ugh. But all the pictures of him on this website, he's one of those guys who's always photographed like with his hand over his face looking kind of sheepish. But mm-hmm. guys, have you considered that he's maybe been left scarred by AutoNation?
Oh, my God. It strikes where you never expect it. That's what's so terrible about it.
Yeah, because he looks like he's being performatively sheepish and aw shucks in all these photos. But guys, maybe he's tired. Maybe his body is ravaged by this terrible disease.